At Husker Harvest Days, we're in the Pioneer tent talking with Joe Keyshaw, Research Director for Pioneer. Well, Joe, I'm sure you're answering a lot of questions from folks about drought-tolerant corn, and of course Pioneer has their Aquamax hybrids. Let's talk about that first of all and talk about the interest in that product.
Well, Aquamax is an exciting launch. It's been out there. This is the second year now. And it really brings together a culmination of more than 50 years of drought breeding that we've been doing in Pioneer. And we've been able to take advantage of the elite genetics that we have and a lot of those parents that have been developed even 20, 30 years ago that were really good for drought. We're milking out a lot of the genes and genetics and bringing them into products that have drought tolerance beyond anything we've ever seen before. And another key is developing environments where we have for sure droughts with some irrigation to keep the corn alive as much as we want to and really impose the stress that we want to at specific times of the life cycle of the corn plant and give a robust drought tolerance that is more than just at grain fill or flowering time. We can do it throughout the season. And the last thing is using genomics, understanding of the whole genome. We use whole genome selection to look at really thousands of genes of which several have an effect on drought, and it's not just a one or two gene thing. Drought is very complex. It involves a lot of genes, and slowly but surely we're gaining an understanding of a lot of the key genes involved in drought tolerance.
I'm sure a lot of people ask you about yield difference. What can they expect with Aquamax?
Well, our past data has shown about a 7% yield advantage of our Aquamax products over the best drought products that people had been using, and I think we're going to meet that yield advantage again this year. In some places we still burned up, but it was a compliment to say we were the last hybrid to die. You know, the staggering was there, they just needed a rain there. So the yields are all over the board. You know, a lot of it's been baled, chopped, but we're pleased with what we're seeing, and a lot of the drought acres are being taken off. We're summarizing the data right now, and I think we're going to be in the same ballpark as we were before. Now, the exciting thing is we have several of the Aquamax products under irrigation, and we're seeing some tremendous ear development. They like plant population, and we're hearing some outstanding yields of our Aquamax products, which shows the other dimension of these products and that you don't give up yield when you do get some rain or good irrigation. So we can have really the best of both worlds.
Well, drought tolerance is the hot topic right now, but you're working on a lot of other things too at the same time, right?
Yeah, drought's really important, but if we look at the Western growers, traits like Goss's wilt resistance and things like brittle snap resistance, and you know, we didn't have a lot of storms this year, didn't get much rain, and we didn't see much brittle, but we know that's a big issue with Western growers. So we continue to use our Boreas wind machine and really get some fantastic data that helps us to sort out our genetics and find those that have not only good drought tolerance, but good drought tolerance with good brittle snap resistance, with good Goss's wilt tolerance too. So we want to have the full package of traits to give the growers what they need.